Did I scare you? Of course I did. You should see the look on your pet dog's face. Terrified indeed. Or maybe he just smelled a treat in the fridge. The point is, today's episode is different to our previous episodes. Today is all about the things that go bump in the night. Scary clowns that want to eat your children. And most importantly, nightmares on whatever street you live on. Use this opening as your warning. To enter this podcast, you must be prepared to get scares, tricks, possibly some treats, and above all, prepared to believe in the supernatural. This is Podculture Halloween.
All right, Tyler, I'll bite. What did you bring?
Okay, so I went to the store.
Yep.
Well, I wouldn't really call it a store. It was like it was in an alleyway and look, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Sounds fishy.
I bought myself, it's like a board game. It's
yeah, really cool. Like Jumanji, Monopoly.
It's close to like Jumanji.
Yahtzee?
It has a kind of same look
Scrabble?
Of it. I bought myself a Ouija board.
Well, first of all, it's pronounced Ouija.
No, it's got an A in it. Ouija.
Well, just because something's spelt that way doesn't mean that's how you say it. But second of all, the main point is that's bad voodoo. I don't want anything to do with that.
What do you mean? It's a board game. Now, I don't think it comes with any dice or anything, but it comes with like this little...
Don't you know how these things work?
No, I've never used one in my whole life. I'm excited. I don't know why you're not on the same page as me here. Like, I thought we'd be sharing the excitement. This is meant for Halloween.
Yeah, but Halloween is when the spirits are closest to our world. So to tempt them with the Ouija board.
Hold on. What's this got to do with dead people? It's just for fun.
That's how you speak to dead people.
Really?
No. I know that look in your face. I don't want to do it.
But speaking to dead people, when do you get the chance to do that?
I don't want to do it.
Fine. Look, I'm not letting it go to waste, okay? I did buy it. Why don't we just... do some silly things with it. What's it say here? Ask a question.
No. I'm not taking any part of this. I'm not looking.
No.
Listen.
We'll do some silly ones. We'll do some silly ones. And I promise you, we won't speak to the dead. All right. That won't happen. We're just gonna do some silly ones, like we always do. We just do a little fun. Okay. Just for the show, at least.
I'm giving you one chance.
You always give me one chance. And when do I ever ruin it?
Well, I can't say one because there's too many
I get the point. Look, we'll just do some fun ones and leave it there, okay? And then we can carry on with the episode.
Okay.
All right. I'll start, okay? Is Harry bad at video games?
Oh, very funny.
Look, it's moving. Y-E-S.
Oh,
that
come
spells
on.
Yes.
No,
did
you're...
you know that? That spells yes.
Yes, I did know that. You moved that.
No, I didn't.
You did. Bit of an insult, too.
Well, all right. Well, you ask a better question then.
Oh, all right. Does Tyler really smell that bad? Oh, look. Y-E-S.
Oh, look, you're moving it.
Guess this thing really does work.
No, that's cheating.
Well,
you're moving
it's not lying, is it?
All right. I've got one.
Yeah.
Are there any dead people
no,
in here?
No.
If there's
let's
any
not...
dead people, speak now.
No, let's not do that. Let's not do that.
What is your name, dead person? Oh, look, it's actually moving. Harry, look, it's moving.
I'm not touching that. You're not touching that. Get it out of here.
Look,
get it out of here.
Look, it's moving.
No. Hey, where'd it go?
Did you see that?
No, you saw me. I closed my eyes. I didn't want a bar of that. Did you flick it away?
I
seems like you paid good money for that. Why did you just throw it away like that?
That wasn't me. I didn't throw that. It flew off the table.
Oh, very funny.
No.
You're trying to scare me. Very good.
It was there and then it was there.
Yeah, very funny, Tyler. All right, you're trying to scare me.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, you seem pretty scared there.
How about I try and scare you?
By all means, you can try. Like that. If that didn't scare me, your story isn't going to scare me, pal.
Just you wait. This story is called This New Old House. We bought an old house, my boyfriend and I. He's in charge of the new construction, converting the kitchen to the master bedroom, for instance, and I'm on wallpaper removal duty. The previous owner papered every wall and ceiling. Removing it is brutal but oddly satisfying. The best feeling is getting a long peel, similar to your skin when you're peeling from a sunburn. I don't know about you, but I kind of make a game of peeling, on the hunt for the longest piece before it rips. Under a corner section of paper in every room is a person's name and a date. Curiosity got the better of me one night when I googled one of the names and discovered that the person was really a missing person, with the missing date matching the date under the wallpaper. The next day, I made a list of all the names and dates, and sure enough, each name was for a missing person with dates to match. We notified the police, who naturally sent out the crime scene team. I overheard one tech say, "Yep, it's human." "Human? What's human?" "Ma'am, where is the material you removed from the walls already? Because this isn't wallpaper you're removing."
That wasn't that wasn't scary.
Oh, you're telling me you're not scared?
No, it was easy to sit through.
Ooh, your skin's looking a little even more pale than usual.
No, it was just a...
You're rattling a little bit.
Little cold up here, and that explains the goosebumps and all. That's
Hey, look, I'm not going to judge you if you were scared. Would you like to admit you were scared?
No, because I wasn't scared. Nothing scares me.
Nothing scares you?
Nope.
So even if I was a... Boom!
Ah!
Oh, who turned out the lights?
Hey...
Oh. Jeez, it's dark in here without that.
Did you pay the electricity bill, or...?
No, it's your job. Why would I do that?
Oh, yeah.
This is your business.
Yeah, I think I forgot to...
All right, well, go check the fuse.
I'm not checking the fuse. It's dark. I can't see a thing.
Oh, my God.
Hey, here's an idea. How about you... go check the fuse, and I'll sit in this chair and I'll look after all the equipment, because you just never know. It's dark. Something could fall on them now.
You are terrified.
No,
baby. All right, fine. I'll go check the fuse. Just sit tight. I'll be back.
Okay. Just take your time. I'm not scared. Who thinks I'm scared? Call me a baby. I'm not a baby. Sure, I wear diapers here and there, but I'm not a baby at all.
I know you weren't scared.
Why, thank you. At least somebody knows. Is somebody there?
Somebody?
Who are you?
Don't play stupid. You know.
The Ouija board.
Got it! Lights on!
We'll be here watching.
No, don't go! Oh, God.
Ah, well, I stubbed my toe, thanks for asking. But apart from that, no casualties.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
That voice, it was like a...
I heard your voice, and trust me, that annoying frequency travels.
I think we did it.
Did what?
I think we summoned a demon using that Ouija board.
Very funny.
It was right there. It sounded like it was from right behind me.
Yep, sure.
I'm being serious.
What did this demon say?
I know I joke a lot.
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know what he said. He just said a whole bunch of things. But
yeah.
He made himself known.
Your story's full of plot holes.
No, He was right there. You just got to believe me this one time.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. How about you tell a proper story that's not full of holes?
Yeah, all right. This story's called Seeing Red. Everyone loves the first day of school, right? New year, new classes, new friends. It's a day full of potential and hope before all the dreary depressions of reality show up and ruin all the fun. I like the first day of school for a different reason, though. You see, I have a sort of power. When I look at people, I can sense a sort of aura around them. A coloured outline based on how long that person has to live. Most everyone I meet around my age is surrounded by a solid green hue, which means they have plenty of time left. A fair amount of them have a yellow-orangish tinge to their auras, which tends to mean a car crash or some other tragedy. Anything that takes place before their time, as they say. The real fun is when the auras venture into the red end of the spectrum. Though, every now and again I'll see someone who's basically a walking stoplight. Those are the ones who get murdered or kill themselves. It's such a rush to see them and know their time is numbered. With that in mind, I always get to class very early so I can scout out my classmates' fates. The first kid who walked in was basically radiating red. I chuckled to myself. Too damn bad, bro. But as people kept walking in, they all had the same intense glow. I finally caught a glimpse of my tinted reflection in the window, but I was too stunned to move. Our professor stepped in and locked the door. His aura, a sickening shade of green. I bet you're scared now. Oh, come on! It's hard for people. Okay?
I am scared. Scared of how much editing I'll have to do to make that butchering make any sense.
Big words and they had quotation masks in there. And
quotation masks. Yeah.
See, it's hard.
Oh, buddy.
You know what? You know what scares me? The way you tease me. It's not nice.
It's funny. Hey, look, it's a holiday. You got to have fun with it.
I'm thrown off, okay?
Yeah.
If you heard that demon's voice before, you would have been scared too.
Blame it on the demon. What was his name?
He didn't have a name.
Yeah.
But he's there. He said he's gonna be watching. Keep an eye out.
Does he know you can't watch podcasts?
Well,
demon sounds like an idiot.
Well, it sounds like he's gonna be watching me.
Can he leave a review?
I don't know what to laugh or to cry right now. This is terrifying, Harry.
You really do seem rattled.
Look, just go on to what are we talking about now?
More horror stuff.
Oh, great.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
Here's your friend.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Oh God, he's there. He's talking to me.
Tell him nothing.
Make sure he dies first.
Shut up.
Okay, hey, look, I know that we're doing like a horror themed thing, but just chill out. It's okay. It's still just a podcast between two mates. Still just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Look, right. How about I tell you about some of these urban legends that I've been looking up?
Okay.
Okay, since we're in the Halloween mood.
Yep.
You find it interesting how Halloween's not big in Australia?
Well, We get it in some places like Queensland, like the theme parks and stuff. They'll really put on a Halloween festival kind of thing. Fright nights, as we like to call them. But no, we're not as big as America per se. No. Where literally everywhere you walk, there's something big happening.
Yeah,
they do have some pretty cool horror mazes though and stuff. Like, have you heard of? It's like it's like on a farm. I think it is. It's like the haystack. Horror place or something, and you like hop on like a tractor, and it actually drives you through a horror maze, and people jump out at you and stuff.
You know what would scare me most about that? Being in America.
Well, true.
No gimmick about it.
I actually heard a story that someone, one of the actors, actually stabbed someone with a knife, but stabbed him in the foot, so they didn't kill him. But yeah, how
that's
scary!
That's committing to the part.
You know, I used to act in a horror maze.
That,
remember that
was genuinely scary. That was scary. So that was out in a place called Hillsville, sort of out the country way.
Yep. So if you actually walked through that maze, you probably saw me.
Mm.
The last 3 years, I was Pennywise the clown, and then before that, I was a whole bunch of different zombie and.
One year I was just myself, and that scared them the most.
Yeah, that was the best year. Tell you what, the amount of funny stories that came out of that, though.
I bet there were.
What?
Nothing. Just
hearing him again.
No point trying to tell you. You're not going to believe me.
Do you believe this story? This is one I read about called The Roommate.
Oh, scary.
You might have heard it before. Ask your demon friend if he's heard of it. Maybe it was him. Who knows?
I'm not talking to it.
Look, it's just popped up on a website. It says, this is one of those stories that gets passed around from friend to friend and is likely very untrue, but here's the deal. Once upon a time, a college student comes home after a party and sees her roommate lying in bed. No biggie. Just normal thing. Yeah. So she goes to sleep.
Yep.
But when she wakes up in the next morning, she sees that her roommate's throat has been slit.
That's not good.
And the words, "Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the light?" are drawn on the wall in blood.
I don't get it.
What's not to get?
Well, why didn't you want to turn on the light?
Oh, you just... All right. Talk it out. Figure it out. Talk your way through it. So she comes home.
Yeah.
At night.
Yep.
Roommate's in bed.
Yep.
Asleep.
Yep. Neck slit.
So, no. Throat not yet slit.
Right.
Roommate alive. But if you were coming home and you saw that your roommate was already peacefully asleep in bed, would you turn on the light? Or would you think, no, I'll leave the light off and so I don't wake her and just jump in bed? If the bed was right.
Answer
there.
That question for me.
I would say, no, I won't turn on the light. I'll just jump into bed.
What
you would do?
No, I'll turn the light off. I need to make my way around. I need to get into bed.
I think
it's your fault for going to bed earlier than me.
I think the assumption is, is that a killer was sitting there in the dark.
Oh!
If the roommate had turned on...
What's the urban legend then? That someone goes around cutting throats?
Yeah, the murderer that... It lives on the college campuses, comes to the college campuses and sits in the dark.
Huh. I find that a big waste of time, to be honest.
I find your lack of understanding the simplest story has wasted 5 minutes of the podcast.
No, I understood it. I don't understand the point. Did he not like this person? Or
I don't think she hung around to ask him.
Oh, because she died.
Yeah.
Well, Yeah,
you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Here I thought this was going to be your episode to shine.
No, well, I'm shining.
What about that photo you showed me just before we started?
Oh, that was scary.
That was scary.
That one is called a night marcher in Hawaii. And basically the story of that one goes that... I tell you what, if you want to hear it, good podcast, Radio Rental, for all your spooky stuff. I love horror and Halloween stuff, so I definitely listen to it. But basically,
hosted by Rain Wilson, Dwight from The Office.
Yeah,
great podcast. Check it out.
One of the stories was about like this girl that goes on like runs and marathons and everything, and she was doing a big one over in Hawaii, and so she was over there and she's been feeling fine. Like she does a lot of runs. Never has any problems.
Mm.
On this run...
I don't feel fine on a run.
No, I don't. That's why I don't do it.
Yeah.
So basically, on one of her runs, she starts to really start to feel wrong. Like, her whole body's shutting down. She just couldn't... She couldn't move, basically. Now, I think she, like, broke a bone or something like that.
Really?
It's like something happened, which shouldn't have happened. And then the podcast was like, you know, pause and quickly go to our Instagram at Radio Rental and check out this photo that she gave us. We're definitely one who needs proof of these things.
Mm.
And if you go to the photo, it shows her, it's like an over-the-shoulder photo. And if you look straight ahead into the bushes, you see this like figure of like a lady or something just standing there. And it doesn't look human.
Mm.
It's like big lips and... eyes, but doesn't look like the eye sockets have eyes in it, kind of thing.
Kind of looks almost like a doll.
Yeah, like a doll.
Yeah.
And of course, you see a photo and go, oh, yeah, well, you know, anyone could have just stood there and placed it. But then if you go across, it was a one of those photos that actually, when you hold your finger on it, it moves.
Oh, the live
photos.
Yeah.
And it literally shows that she runs through and this black figure just pops up. Like, it steps up. It doesn't...
Mm.
It just, like, kind of... evaporates into the area kind of thing. And it's just sitting there. And the legend goes with these night marches that if you see one in real life and you stare at it, you basically die.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Nothing you can do.
No.
So I gave a little Google to see, you know, see what I could find about it. I feel like, you know, in Supernatural, when Sam's always doing his research on his laptop.
Yes.
He goes, so get this.
That's you.
So get this. So night marches are ghostly apparitions of a band of beings who move with purpose to the beat of primitive pounding drums. So, like, imagine being in a jungle and you hear, like, the jungle drum beat.
You hear, like, a...
like you're in Jumanji or something.
My heart is like a jungle drum.
Or maybe you'll start hearing Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride from Lilo and Stitch or Elvis or something. But some say they are armed spirit warriors en route to or from battle with archaic weaponry and clothed in decorated helmets and cloaks. Other accounts tell of high-ranking ruler spirits being guided to places of high importance or to welcome new warriors to join in battle.
Whoa.
So it's...
That's pretty freaky.
Right?
That's actually very freaky. Imagine having... I always thought how scary it must be taking a photo and just seeing something like that. Knowing
seeing it when you look back at it.
Well, yeah, I guess you'd want to see it later on and not while you're there kind of thing. But
right? There's actually advice on this page about...
Really?
What to do if you encounter the night marches. Because apparently there's a lot of like documented cases of people seeing the night marches. What to do when happening upon a night march in progress? The ghostly procession must never be interrupted. Legend has it that resting your eyes upon the night marches could signal a grim fate for yourself, a friend, or relative. Ugh. So, you know, you might be fine.
Well, that's right, then.
Yeah, yeah.
You on the other hand.
Yeah.
You could die. So that's what I was meaning.
Thanks. So witnesses are urged to crouch low to the ground, play dead, and avert the eyes. Any sound or movement could invite a night march's deadly glance. The night marchers are set upon their destination and are not considered to be spirits that will deviate from their path to haunt humans nearby. So basically, if you stay out of their way, they're not going to go out of their way to come after you.
Okay, that's like snakes.
Yeah.
But if you make noise, that keeps snakes away.
Oh, so. I hate snakes. I'd rather come up against a night marcher than a snake. I hate snakes
and crocodiles.
Yeah.
Like alligators. Yeah. For those in America.
Like
gators.
Snakes with legs.
Great picture to put in my mind. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. So, have you ever seen a ghost?
Well, yeah.
When?
Just before.
No, like a real ghost.
Before today? No, I haven't
sure,
seen
it. Sure, all right. We'll play along, say that today is a real demon. Yeah, sure.
I haven't seen a ghost. No, not before today. I've heard strange noises.
Mm.
But I actually have heard stories from friends. Remember our good mate Bailey? He told us, I don't know if he told you, but there's another mate of ours, Matthew. He basically, you would see his dead grandma.
Wow.
At night, she would walk into his room and look over his bed, and then she would walk into the, his mum and dad's room, sister's room,
mm-hmm.
and then walk downstairs and sit on the couch that was next to the family photo that had them all in it. And then I'm pretty sure they called what are they called? The people that come to your house? And
exorcists.
Not an exorcist, someone who just comes, I guess, and...
Exterminators.
Well, I mean, that's the same thing as an exorcist, isn't it, really?
Plumbers?
Yeah, plumber. someone who just comes...
Flush the spirits out?
Not really flush it, but just, I think the kind of...
Oh, like to come and like cleanse?
No, I don't know if it's really... I don't think they wanted to cleanse their grandma. I think it was just... I think they just wanted to see if it was actually...
Grandma wasn't dead at the time. It was just a weird thing to be doing.
Oh, it wasn't a ghost. My grandma was just walking. Yeah, but like to someone to come, I guess, sense... Mm. If something was actually there, and
oh, like a psychic, or
yeah,
something.
Sidekick kind of thing. Someone that can.
Did you say a sidekick?
Yes, I did. Sidekick.
Batman wasn't available, so we got Robin.
Robin. Gee, Willikers, there is a ghost in this house. But no, I'm pretty sure they said that there actually was. Yeah,
I've seen a ghost.
Have you?
Do you remember the story?
I think so. I've told it. Surprised that you've said that.
I've told it to you before, but I'll tell it to our listeners, who I can just hear how keen they are to hear this.
Well, I've forgotten it, so I'm excited to hear it again.
But it's weird that you forget it, because I was walking home from your house. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. So one night, I'd been at Tyler's. Now, we live on the same street. It's maybe like a 300-meter walk.
We're lucky.
400-meter walk. Yeah, very lucky. And it had gotten late, so I was like, okay, I'll go home. And this is maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, and I was walking home at like 11 o'clock at night, and you had a habit at the time of trying to like scare me, and so you'd always like say goodnight and like close the door, and then I'd be walking home, and you'd like sneak back out and try and scare me or something. And so every time I was walking home, I was always looking over my shoulder, being like, oh, is he there? Okay, he's not there. This particular night, I think we'd even watched a horror movie.
Played a horror game or something.
Something like that, yeah.
I wanted to freak you out.
And, yeah, you're a good friend.
Thank you.
And I'm walking home, pitch black, and I just feel, I'm like, ah, nah, Tyler's behind me, I can feel it. So I turn around, and I see you, and you're maybe 100 meters away, and it's like, I can only just sort of see the outline. Can't see any, like, defining features, just the outline of you. And I call out. I'm like, ah, yep, very funny, Tyler, very funny. Okay, go home. Leave me alone. Turn around, and I sort of walk another couple meters. Turn back around, and this figure's still there. Yeah, very funny, Tyler. And so I thought, ah, no, I'll call him out on it. So I get my phone, and I call Tyler. And you answer. You say, hey, mate, what's up? This figure that I can see isn't on the phone. And I'm saying, like, send me a photo of you, like, right now. So you send through a photo. You're just in your room. And this figure still has not moved. And I'm, like, yelling out to this figure, like, who are you? Who are you? Go away, go away, go away. And I'm freaked out. I am seriously freaked out, because I would bet my life on it that there was something there. And then from behind me, while I'm standing staring at this figure, a car's coming, and there was sort of like that flash of the light, and as the car turned around the corner, the figure was gone. Ooh. And like, it was in a spot where if it was someone else playing like a prank on me, there was nowhere they could hide. Like, they would have had to run across to the other side of the road to get out of sight or something.
Yeah.
Not enough time for like the car to go past. So it was not a person. And I just turned around and just bolted. Just absolutely bolted home. Oh, it was scary.
Yeah, that sounds quite scary.
I was like the Shrek soundtrack after that night. I'm a believer.
Hey!
Hey!
Yeah, look, my bad that it wasn't me.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
But, you know, you're all right. You didn't die. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
You're still here.
Could have gone either way.
Look, the point is, do ghosts really exist? My answer is yes.
Mm.
Good answer.
I would say yes, I suppose.
Really, really don't like it. You're not hearing it.
No, I heard that one.
You did?
No. let's move on. So, how are we feeling throughout this Halloween episode? Are we scared?
Well, you know, uncomfortable would be the word. There's a few things that have happened to me today which I wasn't really expecting. Like, I'm all for horror, and you know that. But it's just been some weird things happening in the studio today, which I'm a bit, I don't know, skeptical about.
I was more talking to the listeners to see what they thought of Halloween, if they're having a good time.
Right, well,
actually, if you guys could just do us a favor at home, and when you get this episode, it'll be like November 3rd. So maybe just go back in time to Halloween and listen to it on Halloween.
Yeah,
that'd help us out.
Also, if you hear the demon, please let us know.
Right in, so tell
Harry
us
can finally understand where I'm coming from, because he just doesn't believe me, and it's just I need a friend. I need a hug.
Oh, Well, you're not getting one of those from me. But I would love to hear if any of our listeners heard this demon, or even just what they thought of the show as a whole. Any suggestions?
Just leave us a review. That'll make me feel better.
Please.
Just it doesn't have to be a written review. Just
I can't feed my family.
Just put 5 stars in. It'll trick the algorithm. It'll make people. It'll pop up on other people's podcasts, and I'll go, "Hey, this must be good because it's popping up."
Yep.
And
yeah.
And
they'll
listen to it, and everyone.
They don't have to
happy.
Know it's not good.
No. Just. We'll trick them. That's what I get them. They play the first episode, and that's that. Another that's listener. That.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. All right. How about one more scary story?
Okay.
Before we start,
let's
to wrap
just quickly
this
get
out.
Through this so we can end it, and I can go home. And
oh, you really are spooked, aren't you?
Not by these stories, by this demon.
Thanks. I
read Why
these
is it,
stories
it just,
myself.
It just doesn't talk when I need it to.
Hello, demon. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, this story is called "He Stood Against My Window." I don't know why I looked up, but when I did, I saw him there. He stood against my window. His forehead rested against the glass, and his eyes were still and light, and he smiled a lipstick-red cartoonish grin. And he just stood there in the window. My wife was upstairs sleeping. My son was in his crib, and I couldn't move. I froze and watched him looking past me through the glass. Please, no. His smile never moved, but he put up a hand and slid it down the glass, watching me. With matted hair and yellow skin, he faced through the window. I couldn't do anything. I just stood there, frozen, feet still in the bushes I was pruning, looking into my home. He stood against my window.
That wasn't about me, was it?
That was that was based on true events.
I keep telling you, that wasn't me at the window.
And I keep telling you, no other face scares me that much.
Look at it!
Oh, you alright, buddy?
Yes.
Just need... Looks like you're holding in a poo or something. Well, thanks. Well, we'll wrap this up and you can get off to the toilet. I need to be home soon, so we kind of got to roll this thing up. Look, before we go today, this is still pod culture where, you know, we love our movies. So we thought we'd recommend our top 5 Halloween or horror movies for you to watch to get yourself all spooked out. So, do you want me to read them out, Tyler?
I will feast on the flesh of everyone.
I'll take that as I'll read it out. You seem to have your own thing going on. Number 5, Dr. Sleep.
I will put everyone to sleep.
That's a funny way of looking at it. I mean, it was a little long, but I thought it was really good. I thought Ewan McGregor was really good in it as a sequel to The Shining. Number 4, The Conjuring.
A spirit has been conjured today.
Okay, weirdo. Number 3, Insidious. Oh, that one scares me. What about you?
I'll slit your throat tonight.
Oh, whoa. That's a little weird. Tonight's no good for me. Can we do it tomorrow? Number 2, both the old and the new Halloween with Michael Myers.
Oh, you won't expect it, but I'll kill everyone. The righteousness is mine.
Okay. And number 1, which I only watched for the first time 3 days ago, but I loved it. Bram Stoker's Dracula with Gary Oldman playing Dracula. Tyler?
Yes. The vessel will do nice. But I think... I'll watch The Last Jedi.
Well, I suppose everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Wait, The Last Jedi? You're not Tyler. You're not
The devil's work is mine to fulfill. Now die!
Ow! Stop throwing things at me, you idiot! Ow! Ah! Come on, Harry. Think. Okay, real life demon. You've seen every episode of Supernatural. What do guys say? Iron. Find something iron. Here we go. Hey, demon! Take this! Stupid TV lied to me again. Something to save Tyler. I need to pull Tyler out of this. There it is. A Spider-Man 4K. God. Hey, Tyler! Look at this and remember! Happy birthday, Tyler. And always remember with this present that with great power comes great responsibility. Tyler, you're okay. You're okay.
What happened?
You don't remember?
No.
Tyler, you were right. This whole time, I can't believe I'm saying it for the first time ever, but you were right.
What do you mean?
The demon. You were telling me about it all episode long. I didn't believe you, but the demon was here. He possessed you. We had a massive fight. Like, he knocked me around. Look at this place. It's trash. It looks like a bomb went off.
Huh.
Is that all you have to say about this? Like,
well, I'm just happy to know that you finally know I'm right, you know? That you finally believe me for once.
I guess that's one way to look at it, a bit of a glass half full. Well, I mean, I'm all beaten and bruised. I need to go home and rest. So we're gonna end the episode here. But Tyler,
yeah,
on our Halloween episode, this you've had a real life encounter. You've seen the other side. You were possessed. Can you remember anything? Can you tell us what you saw? What you thought?
Well, I did see something.
Really? Yeah. What was it?
It was the most terrifying thing of them all.
Yeah.
It was Spider-Man No Way Home. It was bad.
Oh, for the love of God!